This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The UN Human Rights Chief says President Assad and other top Syrian officials behind possible war crimes should be brought to justice. President Assad's regime was overthrown by rebels over the weekend. Assad's been granted asylum by Russia. What's the U.S. think? The AP's Jackie Quinn.
President Biden addressed the sudden collapse of the Syrian government, noting there's opportunity but also risk ahead.
At long last, the Assad regime has fallen.
In remarks at the White House, President Biden says after decades of repression,
brutalized and tortured and killed literally hundreds of thousands of innocent Syrians, the fall of the regime is a fundamental act of justice. It's a moment of historic opportunity.
But it also comes with risk.
For years, the main backers of Assad have been Iran, Hezbollah, and Russia.
The president says U.S. policy in Israel and Ukraine helped weaken the Syrian government's allies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The search for the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last week is going beyond New York. Police say it appears the man left the city on a bus soon after the shooting. The FBI is offering $50,000 in reward money for information leading to a conviction. Now to President-elect Trump, you, and those tariffs he's promising. The AP's Jennifer King.
President-elect Donald Trump says he can't guarantee that his promised tariffs won't raise prices for Americans. Trump also told NBC's Meet the Press that he plans to pardon supporters convicted for their roles in the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot.
It looks like 2024 will be the hottest year ever measured, says the European Climate Service, Copernicus. Last year was the hottest on record due to human-caused climate change. The musical Emilia Perez leads Golden Globe nominations with 10. This is AP News. There's word that land on Earth is drying out. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with what nations hope to do about it.
Nations at a conference in Saudi Arabia on combating desertification are discussing whether there should be a legally binding framework to protect the world's lands from drying out. A new report says nearly 5 billion people will be impacted by drying land, which leads to agricultural, water and biodiversity loss by the end of the century. The main cause, the study explains, is climate change. Once fertile lands turning arid because of hotter temperatures, lack of water, and deforestation. At the talks, which started last week and are set to end on Friday, nations are discussing how better they can help the world deal with droughts and degrading land.
The Merriam-Webster word of the year is polarization. The top weekend movie was Moana 2, followed by Wicked. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.